Yes. Welcome to Live from Seattle today. Thanks so much for tuning in and being with us. We're so glad you're here. We got Jeff Wilson with us, the senator from the 19th Legislative District. He's the ranking Republican on the Senate State Government and Elections Committee. This is the committee that deals with issues such as our state's emergency statutes. And Jeff, I got to believe, I'm just picturing you right now down in Longview. You've got your celebration smile on because the state emergency order is now officially over. So you must be celebrating, correct?
Well, absolutely, and you described it well. I am grinning ear to ear post a Halloween decision to end the emergency finally.
So it was, I don't know, it felt like about 9,000 days of emergency order, but I know it was less than that. And I mean, talk to me about, it was almost, you know, it was very interesting reading about this the last few days here in Seattle, you know, through the Seattle Times. It's like, hey, the emergency's over. And even people who were the most hardline COVID lockdown people didn't even blink an eye, right? Like they were like, oh, wait a second. What? It's over now? Oh, okay. Like even the most hardline people have been over this now for many, many months. And so obviously very anticlimactic to have this end at this point. Can you talk to us about how this happened and why it happened in this way?
Well, I think one of the real story here is how long it happened. For we were shy of 1,000 days of mandates issued under proclamation on how to run businesses and how to interact with each other. These were emergency orders I'm referring to by the governor. This wasn't orders or RCWs or WACs or legislative activities. These were decisions, of course, made by our governor for, well, headed towards 3 years. And until Halloween, we finally got our relief. So this opens the door for us to celebrate. And I guess the relinquishing of use of emergency powers, but until the next emergency. So certainly we have our work cut out for us this upcoming session. Indeed, we do.
Yeah, I mean, talk to us about that. I mean, how are you going to help the state of Washington, the residents, the citizens, so that this never happens again?
Well, this shouldn't happen again. And if I'm not saying emergencies can't happen again. Now, that's not a very good conversation. Emergencies will happen. It's really how we handle the emergencies. And I'll offer up to everybody that we failed the last two legislative sessions to do reasonable and common sense reform to gubernatorial emergency powers. And really what that means is we need to share the decision making with the legislature, the House of Representatives, and the Senate of Washington State. We are electeds, and we are elected to represent our districts, and that means our voices should no longer be put on mute. We should, in fact, get back to hearing good bills and legislation that will limit or at least have a fair process as to discuss emergency orders once they're placed, especially those that are just, well, they're just mandates, and mandates act like law, but they're not law. And there have been many opportunities for the majority party Democrats to reform and review the governor's powers. For the last 2 years, we have made attempts to bring in such review, to drop bills. Senate Bill 5936 was a bill that I thought was outstanding to address reforming emergency powers. And yet, quite frankly, the majority party didn't want to hear us. Now, we're not going to stop. We are not going to stop. It is high on my priority. In fact, it's still a top priority to reform such powers that the governor has, regardless of who the governor is or what party the governor's from. The imbalance of power is something we need to put back and check.
We're so glad to have Jeff Wilson, a state senator with us, representing the 17th Legislative District. And how are things down in the 17th, Senator?
Well, actually, I'm proud enough. I get to represent the 19th District, which is really six counties part and in whole. I have a huge area. Think of my district as the southwest corner of this beautiful state. And things are like every other part of the state. We're all still struggling, and we're enjoying our new freedoms from governor mandates. We're enjoying, I guess, more of that openness that we used to have 2 years ago, yet we're under the duress of, well, really lousy economic times. It's hard for people to keep up with inflation, and fixed income is taking a toll on everybody, from our elders to others that just simply can't keep pace.
When it comes to this next year, besides the things we talked about, I mean, what are the top priorities that you want to tackle this coming year?
Well, naturally, and I've said it over and over because it's a subject you can't get tired of, we've got to put governor emergency powers in reform. But aside from that, we have to get back to the business of everyday life activities in Washington State and our economy. Listen, we're going to get a financial forecast here released before Thanksgiving, and I don't know what that is going to say, our revenue forecast. But I can tell you, our state budget, they've doubled in the past few years. We've been on a spending spree, and I'm concerned that pre-Thanksgiving we're going to get some revenue news that's not going to be as rosy as we've been used to. And the legislature needs to wake up and spend less and spend more wisely. And I think that the data, the numbers, what's in the dollar signs is going to be, I think it's going to be a wake-up call, because I will say, I do believe we're in the beginning, if not, well, we're already in a recession. So I think the economy and relief for people should be priority number one as well. There can be two priorities. We have seen clearly the results of, well, very far left styles of governing, and it hasn't worked. We're overdosing. We're killing each other with drugs, and we're dying from overdoses at a rate that the COVID now couldn't take an ugly toe on us. So we need to recover, but we also need to tighten our belt and spend on a priority basis for services that we need. And that needs to include giving the American people a break. Give them some relief. Property tax, income tax, any kind of a tax. We should actually look at ways to put some more money back into the households instead of continue to, well, one of the seven deadly sins is greed.
Jeff, we really appreciate you joining us on the program today. Thank you so much for taking the time and doing the work that you're doing. And how many more years do you think you got?
Well, I can't really speak too specific, except, listen, I'm not done yet. There's much work to be done. And as long as I always remember Article 1, Section 1, who then from and who gets the power, it's the people. And that's what will motivate me. I will always do my best.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Jeff Wilson, Senator from the 19th Legislative District, ranking Republican on the Senate State Government and Elections Committee. Appreciate him joining us.